gentlemen and non-binary conforming individuals across 7 star systems. We are 23 days away from kickoff.
I saw that, and it still scares me. Because we've got 2 monster games coming up on September 5th and 6th. 2 monster games. One in Brazil. One, is the Chiefs-Ravens. The opening. That's the rematch of the AFC title game this year.
Yep. It's going to be really, really good. But before we get to those 23 days, we have to talk about the 7 days that passed here on the BS Big Show. Alongside my good friend Jason Block, my name is Chico Alexander. Together, we are 2 bald fat guys.
Yeah, pretty much. And of course, we have our sound guy from New Jersey.
We have a sound guy that must be from New Jersey or something.
There's a button that's going to get a workout. Why does it have to be worked out already?
Because I'll tell you why. Because the NFL doesn't want contact with players and during the preseason. So that's why we get all these damn injuries during... I've talked about this for as long as the Big Show is on. Goodell's a pussy. He always has been. He always will be. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. If this goes out to the UK, I might get arrested. Anyway, from the north coast of Ohio, we have Ian McClain.
And if you can't take it out on Goodell, take it out to the 32 people that he has to answer to. They put, 31.
31 and the population of Green Bay, Wisconsin.
And over 100,000 stakeholders. Greetings from the North Coast.
If any stakeholders from the Packers are listening, I'm sorry.
Yeah. you're better than that. Greetings from the North Coast. Good evening, everyone. Regardless of what Paul Allen has to say.
Okay, so we're going to start with a very, very brief opening drive. But first, Jason, the legal department, the one-man legal department of 5&1 Studios, has a statement to read.
Yes. By recapping the scores, they mean absolutely effing nothing. Do not read into it. These are the who the fuck are you games. Second stringers, third stringers, fourth stringers. Most of the first string didn't even play this week, if I'm not mistaken. Correct? For the most part.
I mean, CJ Stroud was on the field, but it's like, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so, you know, one
somebody had to play for Houston, right?
Right, exactly. So, one game that was interesting, of course, we can go into this. New England 17, Carolina 3. Oh, boy. Yipe.
Yeah. Hi, Drake May, Tar Heel in the house. He is basically making his debut as Bailey Zappi, and Drake May are going to get into it. Although, to be honest, there were 4 passers in the entire game. Bailey Zappi took the lion's share. You don't need to know what he did. All you need to know is Carolina still sucks.
Yes, okay. Abso-friggin-lutely. VRM, Daniel Jones didn't even play in this one, right?
Right.
I know what that means.
Jamar Gibbs is hurt. Is hurt, right? For the
Drew Lock's hurt.
Oh, Drew.
He got taken out. Hip injury. He was doing quote unquote a lot better today, according to Brian Daboll. But yeah, he got pulled. Drew Lock got pulled out. So Tommy DeVito got one in. Giants won the fisticuffs game. 14-3.
Yeah, and Daniel Jones gets to play this week, right?
Probably the first quarter.
Probably. Over in Miami, who is P- Phoenix? Who they?
Michael,
who does he?
Michael Phoenix Jr. making his debut for Atlanta, went 9-16 in the loss to Miami, 20-13.
Well, he's going to be the backup for Kirk Cousins. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Then of course Houston 20, Pittsburgh 12. Okay.
And Jake Elliott is finally making some noise in Philly, winning 16-13 over the Ravens.
And of course, Jalen Hurts didn't play. Welcome to the Caleb Williams show. How long did he play for?
Long enough to actually make a dent into it. Hold on, let me find out for you, Caleb.
Yeah. 4-7, 95 yards.
Okay. Now, hit the button again, I believe. For this. JJ McCarthy may be out for the year, right?
JJ McCarthy tore his meniscus on his right knee and going to have surgery. But in his first preseason game as a pro, he threw a pick. Yeah, it was Las Vegas's Jack Jones who said, "Welcome to the NFL." And McCarthy had a decent showing. Otherwise, the Vikings won 24-23. But we don't know if he's going to be playing at all this season. Well, we know that Paul Allen's going to be calling one JJ. We don't know if he's going to do two at any point this season.
Yeah, the last report that I saw was that he can be out till probably November. Sam Darnold starting again.
Sam Darnold is a decent starter. It's the teams that he's around that are the problem. Yeah. Exhibit A! 3 hours that away.
fun fact here, Tom Grassi yesterday released his Vikings season review from last year. Mm-hmm. And he was finishing on a positive note. He broke the fourth wall a bit in it and tried to say, no, we're not ending on with the Vikings getting hope. He's like, him as the Vikings player says, Aaron Jones. Tom runs away. Next day, JJ McCarthy's injured, and he says, pretty much paraphrasing here, I finally put out the Vikings video 6 months late, and I still somehow ended up a day early.
Oh, well.
Okay. All right. I have to hit this button.
Yeah, you went from 1.5 to 1 there.
Yeah, well, Jordan Love did play one possession and scored a touchdown. Packers won at Cleveland 23-10.
That was Ian. That was a 63-yard bomb to Dontavian. 65-yard, excuse me, bomb to Dontavian Wicks on the third play.
This gives me a chance to practice. To break this out in practice.
Laser time, boys!
Hey, there we go. Missed that. Tampa
Bay faster there, buddy.
Tampa Bay 17, Cincinnati 14, Tennessee 17, San Francisco 13. I don't think Brock played. Hit the button again.
Play.
Oh, okay. Play this button, please. The
Tecmo
Bowl injury. Yeah. Marquise Brown dislocated his clavicle in a Jacksonville 26 KC 13 win for the Seattle 16 Chargers 3. Oh, ew. Okay.
Jim Harbaugh's debut in Los Angeles. Welcome to the Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
Did Justin Herbert even play?
No.
New Orleans 16, Arizona 14.
Yeah, Spencer Rattler proving himself to be the quarterback of the future in New Orleans. It's going to be a very tough decision to see who gets to start on week one.
Denver 34,
Anthony Richardson.
Right. What's that one for?
That was for Anthony Richardson coming back from injury.
Oh, okay. Yes. Well, Anthony Richardson needs to be the help for the Indianapolis Colts. And finally,
34-30, by the way.
Yes. LA Rams 13, Dallas 12.
No, how about them Cowboys?
No. Yeah. Oh, and you know what? No, okay. We did. Let us segue, because we need a little bit of, well, lamb sauce.
Well, normally we would be asking,
where's the lamb sauce?
Come on, man.
I just need a...
Where's the lamb sauce?
But in Big D these days, they might as well be asking simply, where's the lamb?
Where is the lamb?
It's working,
I'm about to send the third table of entrees on the blue team.
Yes, sir.
And I still haven't got a lamb out
from
the red team.
Yes, sir.
Now it's turning into be a fucking big embarrassment.
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to kick you out any minute now unless you get me a fucking lamb.
Yes, sir.
I mean, I think part of the question is, how are you worth $10 billion and you're not paying your star players a dime?
$10 billion? I don't know. Well, here's what I... Okay. As we talked about last week, and we're going to do this again, there are now... Hold on.
Bring it up, SportTrack.
Right. Thank you to our friends at SportTrack for the quarterback contract's average value. We talked about this last week, and we're going to do it again. Okay? Just give me a moment while... yes. Okay. So, by average value, okay, the top eight quarterbacks... Trevor Lawrence, Joe Burrow, Jordan Love, Tua, Jared, Justin Herbert, Lamar Jackson, and Jalen Hurts are all averaging about over $50 million a year. Okay? To get down to Dak at $40 million, he's tied at 14th, which is in the middle. Now, the question is, with the contracts, do you think that Dak Prescott is worth $50 to $60 million a year? No, he's not. However, the way the market is, and I will ask this of everybody, you have to overpay to keep the quarterbacks within your system. See Trevor Lawrence, see Tua, see Justin Herbert. Am I right about this?
You are correct, sir. They have to overpay, you know, in order to guarantee those contracts to those teams. And you know what? The price of greatness is steep. Mm-hmm. It is absolutely steep. But if you're talking about CeeDee Lamb, Adam Schefter of NFL Live has said that, and now I'm quoting, they're going to get... The deal is going to get done. It'll be shocking and utterly stupid. We just said this. It would be shocking and utterly stupid if it did not get done in time for the start of the regular season.
So they're going to
figure out a way. It's disappointing that it went on as long as it did. It always is, by the way. But the fact is, they can't get this deal done is hard to imagine.
Now, here is the very interesting thing, because I'm looking at this, and VRM, you're going to love this statistic, okay? Out of the top 50 players in the NFL by money, who is the only person whose contract expires this year? Dak Prescott. That's it. Everyone is 25, 26, 29, and Trevor Lawrence just got extended to 30, okay? Mahomes is signed through 31, by the way, so he ain't going nowhere. It's 7 years. Mm-hmm. But Dak is the only one.
Yeah, Brock's on his 30 year of his rookie deal?
I'm guessing. But I'm just talking about the top 100.
Yeah.
Okay. But I'm just saying that of the top 50, Dak is the only one. Now, I know we're talking, again, telephone numbers and overpaid. But now, what about Dallas's salary cap, VRM? You want to look that up for me, please?
Dallas's salary cap. Team caps. Dallas. Where are you? Where's the star? There it is. Wow. Okay. So Dallas is 24th in cap space available right now. They have 9.2 million in space. Their allocation so far, 284.8 as it stands right now.
Well, are they going to get some sort of increase or no? Because so in other words, they've got nothing right now to work with.
So their total cap is right now 251. They're for their top 51 players. Allocated.
Their team cap space is 28 million right now. Okay, because I'm looking at this thanks to overthecap.com, by the way.
Okay.
Dak gets 55 million on the cap right now. Okay, it's crazy. So they have debt. The only dead money they have is about 20 million against the cap. Okay, so the thing is that what do you think Dak is worth, and what would they pay him? Because if you sign him the way, if I was Jerry Jones, which thank God I'm not, okay, you sign him 4 years, 240, all guaranteed, $60 million against the average, and then you renegotiate, right?
That would be the right play.
And you almost have to go to 60 with the way contracts are going out. The problem is I don't think Dak's worth 60. I don't think he's worth 35.
He's not. But remember, that doesn't matter right mm-hmm. now.
Yeah.
It doesn't. Because it's about keeping the player happy.
Yeah.
Okay. And it just doesn't, it's not logical mm-hmm. the way quarterbacks are. Like, for example, of the top 10, let's do this again. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's do this again. Cause I'm going to look at the top 10 contracts. Okay. I mean, if you think about it, just off of their performances, right? And I'm looking at it again. Not by value. I'm talking by average salary. Okay. Mm-hmm. Does Trevor Lawrence deserve to get the 5-year deal? No, not even close. Did Joe Burrow? Possibly. Okay.
Injuries,
we don't know.
Injuries helped out lowering his performance. So.
Right. Did Jordan Love deserve his contract? Yes, he did. Okay. Tua? No. Jared Goff? Yes. Justin Herbert? No. Lamar Jackson?
Kinda.
Jalen Hurts? Yeah. Didn't he win? Well, sort of. Kyler Murray?
No.
Deshaun Watson? Family Fuck Feud you. Buzzer, please. Family Feud Buzzer.
Negative.
Yeah. Right.
Hey, go fuck yourself. Get that guy out of here.
Yeah, exactly. He's a piece of shit. Patrick Mahomes, duh. He is the duh. Only... No. Mahomes...
Duh.
Okay. Patrick Mahomes is the only quarterback that is underpaid on this list.
He's worth 70.
He is... put it to you this way, but he'll never make that. You want to know why? Because he's Tom Brady smart. You know,
he is taking a pay cut so that he can continue to have the team that he trusts on his back. And that's why Patrick Mahomes is one of the greats of playing today.
Yeah, well,
that's right. That's why he's going to that's why he may get a fourth ring. Maybe Kirk Cousins. No. Josh Allen. No. No way. OK. Matthew Stafford. Yeah, he's got a ring. Sure. Right. But Daniel Jones, fuck no. But we're getting to the point where more quarterbacks are just being paid because they have to be kept. In other words, the way, and then we'll move on because we're taking too long here. The way the system is, you need to keep a big quarterback in there no matter what. Even if they're good, you know, if they're, or as in the words of Jess Brand, the Hall of Very Good. You know what I mean? Most quarterbacks are now the Hall of Very Good. If you wanted to talk about the top five quarterbacks right now, okay, it's just off the top of my head. It's Mahomes 1, Stroud 2, maybe?
Maybe, possibly.
I mean, Burrow gets...
He's top five easy. Top five
right,
easy.
Right.
I mean, you could make I want to talk about a top five right now. Maybe you could make a case for Brock Purdy, which brings up our second
Brock Purdy.
Right.
Segway.
Segway. Thank you very much. Very
one
good.
Guy he's not going to be passing to come September. Somebody we talked about last week, Brandon Ayuk.
Potentially.
Possibly. Probably. According to Ian Rappaport, NFL Media, the 49ers and the Steelers, that is the Steelers, have a deal for a potential Ayuk trade in place. Details have not been made public at this moment, but this is according to Pro Football Talk. San Francisco has an offer out to Ayuk on a long-term deal for him to remain with the club that he has not accepted.
Put it to you this way. If Ayuk goes to the Steelers are in the playoffs next year. I think.
Accurate.
That is definitely accurate. Because you have Russ and or Fields throwing to Ayuk and Deontay Johnson. Right?
Uh-huh.
So, yep. Let me ask you, you see it happening?
Yep, I see it happening.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
The question is what kind of boatload does the Steelers have to give up to make that
trade? Probably draft picks. Probably a couple of firsts and a second, or a couple of seconds and a first.
It's going to be a combination cash and draft picks deal.
Because the 49ers can survive without Ayuk, okay? Yes. They've got CMC. They've got Kittle. We talked about this last week when we were thinking about this. They have Brandon Jefferson. Debo Samuel. Right. All that stuff. So, I want to put it to you this way. I'd like to see it happen because I don't think San Francisco is good, but I don't think they're all that in a bag of chips. I have my favorite in the NFC.
I also really? Have my favorite in the NFC.
Mm. But do we have some Law and Order stuff? Thank you. This is such bullshit. This is, Vera, this is such bullshit. Go for it.
So, Jim Harbaugh. We talked about this last week with the penalty, right? Or did it only
come
out after
the show? Yeah, we did. No, it came out after, actually.
Yeah. No. So the NCAA has announced a 4-year show cause order. Now, Jason, can you explain? Because I'm so confused about it. So what is a show cause order?
Okay, I'm actually going to look it up because I don't remember my legal terms. A show cause order... For the NCAA, okay? What that means, according to Wikipedia, so take it what it's worth, a show cause penalty is an administrative punishment ordering that any penalties imposed by a coach found to have committed major rules violation will stay in effect against that coach for a specified period of time and could be transferred to any other member school that hires the coach while it's in effect. But that don't mean shit because Harbaugh ain't coming back.
Yeah, the NCAA has a 4-year show cause order because of recruiting violations during the pandemic.
Right.
Which includes a 1-year suspension mandatory. But again, Harbaugh is back in the NFL, so he can just basically say, sit and spin.
Right. It was impermissible contact with recruits and players during a restricted period, and they reached an agreement on probation with the recruiting limits and fine. But because Harbaugh didn't agree with the NCAA in an investigation, he was investigated separately, prompting additional punishments after those leveled on Michigan. They noted that his purported intentional disregard for NCAA legislation and unethical conduct increases the case severity and resulted in the NCAA to classify Harbaugh's case as level 1 aggravated. If he joined a team before the order expired, he would be suspended for 1 season. After that initial season, he would still be prohibited from athletics-related activities such as practice, traveling with the team, video study, recruiting, and team meetings. Let's just have him stay in San Francisco, and then he'll come back.
Yeah. Let's just break it down.
So, I mean, not Los Angeles. Excuse me. Pardon me.
He'll stay in San
Francisco. So, the show cause order is 4 years. If he makes it all the way through his contract, it's 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And what it does is it effectively bans him from recruiting college athletes.
It bans him from college football for 4 years.
Yeah.
But he's got a 5-year contract, provided that he doesn't charge it up.
Now, this is basically the NCAA letting the hens house, opening the doors, and then fighting to keep the hens inside.
They're closed the barn door after horses already gone out.
Thank you.
That's what you were going for.
That's what I was going for. It's hard to think this late. Anyway. Okay.
What this is basically the NCAA trying to put their 900-pound dick in the sand and actually just being limp about it because it's really nothing. Really is. Speaking of Harbaugh, play our music, please. So we have the totally meaningless, totally worthless VRM.
Preseason top 25.
Yeah, let's do it, shall we? At number 25, down 1, it's Iowa. Down 3, number 24 is NC State. 23 is USC. 22 is Kansas, up 1. Down 10.
Oh, drop that.
Yeah. I think that is the
drop.
Yes, sir, the biggest drop. Arizona, 20 is Texas A&M, 19 is the U, Miami, 18 is K-State, 17 is Oklahoma State, down 1, 16 is Oklahoma, 15 is Tennessee, up 2, Clemson is number 6, up 6 with 14, Carl's LSU Tigers, up down 1 to 13, Utah's at 12, Missouri is down 3 at 11. Nikki's Florida State is down 4 in the top 10.
Yeah. Defending champion Michigan down 8 from the top 10.
What?
Yeah, Michigan's at number 9.
Why?
SEC bias. SEC bias.
Yeah, it's about to be SEC bias. Well, SEC and someone else bias.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
No.
Number eight, Penn State, up five. Number seven, Notre Dame, bullshit, up seven. Good grief. Number six.
Yeah.
And that's not even the biggest yet.
No. Number six is Ole Miss, up three. Okay. Number five is Alabama. Good Lord, people. Okay.
Hey. You know what? Give the AP credit. That there's no movements on number five.
Right. Number four, down one, is Texas. Number three is Oregon at number up three. But with the biggest jump, Ohio State up 8-2.
Oh, what are you doing? You got to be peeping me. What in the hell are you doing? You got to be kidding me. That is so bad. That is absolutely brutal. That is unbelievable.
Indeed. And number one, whoa! Cody Rhodes' Georgia Bulldogs are up 3-1 in the preseason. Really? Okay.
All right, hands in the air. Who thinks this list is bullshit? Say yeah!
Yeah.
Well,
it is bullshit, but seriously, until you Michigan loses, they're number one no matter what. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, fuck Harbaugh. Georgia should be two, really. They should.
Yeah. Ohio I'm just State looking at the coach. Yeah, I'm just looking at the coaches real quick. And the coaches poll is almost identical. They have Kansas City and NC State flipped, Oklahoma State and Kansas State flipped, and Penn State and Michigan flipped. That otherwise is identical.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those polls are BS, but one preseason poll that is not BS is my preseason power poll. And it's really simple. It goes number one, Air Force. 2, Akron. 3, Alabama. 4, Appalachian State. 5, Arizona. 6, Arizona State. And on and on. Until number 134, which is Wyoming. And the
joke is, nobody's played, so there's nothing to leverage against anything else. So Ian just listed all of the FBS teams alphabetically.
That's right. And until Abilene Christian upgrades to FBS, Air Force will always be number one, and Wyoming will always be at the bottom of the list, and that is until Youngstown State upgrades to the FBS level.
Oh, okay. Now, moving on, hey, VRM, the Jets are jetsing. This is just nuts, okay? So the Jets traded for the Eagles, from the Eagles, Hassan Reddick, okay? But he doesn't want to show up because the Jets said, and I quote, because he wants a new contract. They basically said, fuck this shit, I'm out. Quote, we have informed Hassan that we will not trade him. He's expected to be here with his teammates and that he will continue to be fine per the CBA if report. Since the trade discussions back in March have been clear, direct, and consistent with our position, our focus will remain on the guys we have here as we prepare for the regular season. Ooh, boy. He's supposed to earn almost $15 million in the last year. Hassan, sit down.
Hassan, can we talk? You and me and Jay and BRM and Ian. Can we all talk? This is an intervention. You ain't hot shit
yet.
You're costing the team more than you're getting paid. Here's a quarter by a clue.
Yeah, but he'll come back.
Yeah, and Aaron Rodgers at practice.
Yes.
Says, quote, I don't know him well. I had a couple messages with him. I believe when he got traded. obviously we'd love him to be here, but we don't judge him for trying to do what's best for him. I think what's best for him is to be a Jet because this is going to be a fun ride, but he's got to make the best decision for him and his family. Salah said that he pretty much wasn't worried about it.
Hey, while we're on Aaron Rodgers, can I bring up something that he said a couple days ago or maybe
go for
day
it.
Ago? If we could just bring up the media apology music here.
Oh, closing time.
If there's one thing I wish I could have got different.
Oh, no, very good. Oh, that's excellent.
Because that's the only thing. Main reason for claiming I was immunized. That statement represented the crux of my appeal. I could do it again. I would have said, forget the appeal. I'm just going to tell him I'm allergic to PEG. That's polyethylene glycol, by the way. I'm not getting Johnson & Johnson. I'm not going to be back. You know, Aaron.
You lied! You lied!
You're a lying liar who lied, and you thought you could, and the bigger crime of it all, the bigger crime than lying, was thinking you could get away with it.
He's a liar! That is a lie! Okay? I can't stand back there and let him lie to your face like that!
But yeah, you're a liar, move on. Tar Heel in the house.
Caller, if you hear him,
That would be Luke Kuechly.
Not really. Okay. No, he wasn't. He wasn't on the heels, but he did.
But he was on the Carolina Panthers.
Yes, he did play for Carolina, and now he's going to be playing for CBS because the All-Pro, all-time great linebacker, perhaps the greatest linebacker ever to step foot in Bank of America Stadium, has landed, for my money, the best job in all of sports. He is going to be an analyst for select college football games this fall on CBS Sports Network.
Cool. Yeah. Cool. Previously on Big... No, wrong show. Anyway,
A Quinn Martin production.
Yeah.
Remember, he was All-American ACC Defensive Player of the Year, Bronco Nagurski winner, Lott Trophy winner, Lombardi winner, Butkus winner, and Jack Lambert winner.
Now, before we get to the good news at the end, there's a little trouble brewing in Vegas.
Yeah. Okay. This is going to be the first time Vegas may not cover an NFL game. Hello.
Yes.
Get it?
Yeah.
Thank you. thank you for your vote of confidence, by the way.
Right. Now, according to Front Office Sports, the Vegas police do not want, and this is according to TMZ, the Police Protective Association, Steve Graham said,
Las Vegas Police Protective Association. That is the.
Right. They have a big concern with the new NFL policies requiring facial authentication for secure areas of stadium. They're going to take your biometric data, your face, and they're going to use that however they need to. And they're going to extend that to the NFL family partners to use their information should they need to. That branches into a lot of places that biometric data could be exposed to a lot of people you may not want it to be.
Can I just say something here?
Yeah.
You have a cell phone in your pocket, right?
Yep.
You use your face to unlock your cell phone, right?
No. I use my fingerprint.
Oh, you use your you're an Android guy, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I do not use
the Apple.
Yeah.
That's literally right here, VRM. Come on.
Yeah, but still, okay? We don't do that. However, okay, they want to give cops wristbands. No, well, okay. Here's where this could get really sticky, okay? Now, you know I am a freedom of movement guy, you know, all this stuff. However, you saw what happened in Europe with the Taylor Swift thing, where there was a potential terrorist attack thwarted. Okay. NFL games are what we know as soft targets. Do I like what the NFL is doing? No. But do I think that it has to be done? Yeah, I do. You understand that fine line?
Necessary evil is the term you're looking for, Jay.
Yeah, I know. I don't like it. I don't like it at all,
I
really.
I actually have a response from the NFL. We've had productive conversations with the LVPPA, the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, about our modernized secure credentialing system for all working staff. The credentializing system will enhance security at our stadiums. And we're looking forward to working with all stakeholders to address any questions or concerns raised. Oh my God, the corporate.
So, VRM, what's your thoughts on this?
Again, it's the the necessary evils. It's also, I think, kind of the police union trying to flex the muscle.
Oh yeah, they're really good about police unions are very good about trying to flex the muscles. They will cut. It's like, we don't care about the people we serve. We're just gonna get off on a power trip, and this is them getting off on a power trip. Never mind that. Yes, you may not like it, and I may not like it, but here in this post 9/11 world, you can't discount the value of it. Makes sense, right?
It does. It's just, like I said, it's one of those things where you don't want to become Big Brother, but unfortunately, shit goes down. It's really that. It's that real fine line. I'm just like, oh, really? Do I have to?
Mommy, I don't want to make the face for the camera. Shut up, will ya?
Yeah, well.
Jesus.
It's sad, but we'll follow the story. We'll keep it. But
sucks. But
it does suck. However, we are going to cover some good news to end our show this week. Nick Foles signed a one-day contract with the Eagles so he can retire as one.
I've got Foles' statement here. I am incredibly grateful for the opportunity to retire as a Philadelphia Eagle. City of Brotherly Love has always felt like a home to me as an NFL player. Philadelphia is a city I truly love, and it has been an honor to wear the Eagles jersey. Thank you, Philadelphia, for embracing me and making me a part of your family forever. Your love and support have meant the world. After much thought and prayer, I've decided to retire from the NFL. It's been an incredible 11-year journey filled with unforgettable moments and amazing people. From being drafted by the Eagles to winning the Super Bowl, every step has been a blessing.
And he's not the only one that is retiring, because we have late breaking. Tavon Austin is also retiring.
Oh.
Tavon, former first rounder with the Cowboys. I'm sorry, first rounder with the Rams, played. Played with the Rams, then 1 year deals with the Cowboys, Jaguars, and Cowboys, Packers, and Jaguars. Was on the Bills practice squad, and he said today on Instagram, "No matter how hard you work or how badly you want something, sometimes God has other plans. I wasn't sure if I was ready to give up football, and it's been one of the most challenging decisions I've ever made. But after an incredible 10 years, I'm officially retiring from the NFL. First and foremost, I thank God for turning my childhood dream into reality. God has blessed me beyond measure. I want to thank my fans who cheered for me and stood by me through the ups and downs. Without you, I wouldn't have a career. I'd also like to thank all the organizations, coaches, and staff that took a chance on me. I'm beyond grateful for the opportunities, and I hope you all knew that I played from the heart and gave my all every day, regardless of the circumstances. To my teammates, I made some everlasting memories with you guys, and it was an honor to share the field with you. To my family, I couldn't have done it without your love and support. You witnessed my physical, mental, and emotional battles on and off the field. Football gave me more than a career. It gave me some lifelong friendships and molded so much of my character. It taught me how vital choices are and how decision-making affects you. Football created in me a mindset of relentless pursuit and hard work ethic. Football didn't always love me back, but it will always be my first love. I will forever cherish the time I spent in the NFL. It has indeed been a privilege. Just like seasons, they come to an end, and it's time for me to enter the next chapter in my life with gratitude and respect. Tay Austin.
Short, sweet, and to the point. And as always, we wish Tay Austin and Nick Foles all the best as they start their new chapter. Meanwhile, we're going to finish this chapter by selling the company stock, as it were. And
boy howdy, we've got a big catch-up edition on WLT on.
Yeah, that is tomorrow. And the thing of it is, Big Brother is 3 weeks old. And already a whole lot of crap has gone down. And we're going to try and, you know, piece together all of it. Every single bit of it.
You don't have to watch tonight's episode because it was all recap. And they didn't even tell us what the power was about. They didn't do it. They just told us what it was. They didn't tell us what it's going to do. It's called the AI Instigator, I believe is the name of the title. That's it. Let me just ask you, tease.
It's a big tease.
Right, because they had what was it, Cody, Taylor, and Jag just go over the first 3 weeks. But I have to ask you, Chico, very quickly. It's been a good season, though. It's been a good season.
It's been a good season. And the thing of it is, they've been, you know, going all in on the theme. I wonder how much longer that's going to last, because they always sort of cop out like halfway through. Not halfway through yet, but, you know, there are some things you can that have still yet to come to pass. And like I said, we're going to go through everything that's happened, everything that may happen, all that stuff tomorrow as we, Jason, myself, Gordon Pepper, talk the first 3 weeks of Big Brother. Plus, Jay?
Yeah?
America's Got Talent's live semifinals are up.
Well, I have a DVR.
Live quarterfinals. They're up, too. So we're going to talk about that. And, BRM, what's going on the NAWC, you know?
Oh, Mommy's upset.
Oh, no.
And
Mommy's upset, and Dominic had an in-character interview with the Logan Paul, which was absolutely fantastic. Really good. Okay. There was a Paul Heyman interview. We're heading towards Bash at Berlin. And Bronson Reed is a fucking monster, and I'm here for it, right, VRM?
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome. We're going to talk about that and NXT.
We haven't had a good true monster heel for
since Lesnar, really.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about that. Of course, the panel with Gordon Pepper. It was a thing on TV.
Last Thursday, we dropped the Magic Hour, the short-lived talk show with Magic Johnson and his Million Dollar Smile, Sheila E. and her Million Dollar Drums, and Greg Fitzsimmons and his $2 talent. So we have that. And now we also have, speaking of former Olympians, George from the 1990s with George Foreman, married to Cheryl Lee Ralph with their 2.3 children, taking care of some at-risk youths in an at-risk youth club.
Mm-hmm.
If it stayed on Friday, it would have had a chance, but they moved it to Saturday where it died a slow death. So that is that. It was a thing on TV.com and, of course, wherever fine podcasts can be streamed. Tossing the hot potato to Ian, getting ready for his last preseason or his first season Pigskin post. It's hard to say because, you know, college begins before the pros do, and high school begins before that, and high school's beginning right now, right?
Well, it depends on what state you're in. For here in Ohio, next week is when the high school season begins, and since I focus on that, I typically do my first Pigskin post the week before the season begins, so it's going to be coming this Thursday as we record it. So I'll be, the first week I always give it as a primer for the segments, the NFL, fantasy, college, and high school, and the subsegments that are contained therein. And then I go into the regular Tuesday and Thursday posting as the season progresses and more games are played. And I not only do I put it on my Facebook page, but I also share it with the BS group as well. So basically, check him out this Thursday and you'll see what the Pigskin post is going to contain this season. Basically same stuff as last year. Anyway,
oh, well, that was easy.
I'll be back next time around as whenever that will be.
Well, right? I was actually going to get to that because a couple of programming notes. We have another, we're going over some more bits, bites, news, and notes next week at this time. But then,
we also go over this week's schedule, but you know what? Does it matter? No.
Hey, we could go over it, but remember, this is a non-scoring round, so.
Right, exactly. Right on.
So we're going over all of the stuff that's going to happen in the next 7 weeks, this time next week. But after that, our next show will be a live recording on September 1st, where we get set for the 2024 Williams League of Fantasy Football season with the Williams League Fantasy Football Draft. Lots of food to be had by all, lots of smack talk, a great time if you are a fantasy football fan.
And in my case, it means Panera, Mitchell's, Faygo, and Red Pop, and the Burst Point.
Burst Point!
Yes, that.
You can't forget the Burst Point. So,
Burst Point!
Thank you. Okay. That's going to do it for us here on the BS Big Show. Remember to follow us on all social media at 5and1net. That is the number 5andonenet, where we talk about everything we just talked about. But until next week, for Jason, for VRM, for Ian, for everybody at 5and1 Studios, my name is Chico Alexander. Our time is up, and we thank you for yours. Enjoy the preseason football!